lizard?
No, some kind of frog.
Oh, green frogs.
How about the kind that should come in your garden and eat the bugs?
You mean frogs?
Yeah. They get warts all the time.
Toads.
Well, now, there's a kind of an insect that you'll sometimes see. Well, you're sitting along the creek bank. You're likely to see it flying along. It's got a long, slim body and two pair of shiny wings sticking out beside the head. Sort of hangs up in the air like an airplane.
Drake? No.
Well, now these insects that would come into a room and fly around a camel and maybe fly into it.
You mean at night?
Yes.
Well, these millers.
These millers, are they the same things as the eat holes in your clothes?
That's moths. And they're mosquitoes.
And what about the kind that you would, you'd see it in the summertime, you'd see outdoors and carry the flash on and off the little light.
Lightning bug.
Got stung by anything?
A wasp.
What sort of a nest do they build?
They build a little nest up in the corner of the any place they can find, and building or anywhere where they can get hid.
Do they, is it a paper nest they build? Or?
Something like a paper, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Just when you ever had a hold of one.
How about the kind that build a mud nest up?
That's dirt daubers.
And then there's the kind that build a great big...
Hornets.
How about the kind that sometimes they'll build a nest in the ground?
Mud daubers?
And have a hole in the ground, fly out from the hole.
Have a yellow and black stripes on the body.
Well, I don't remember what they call that. I remember seeing those little houses that laid out in it, you know.
Well, something over it. Once, I know sometimes you'd be out, like I was once out in the woods chopping up a log, and my axe went smack down one of these nests. And they all swarmed out on me, and I didn't come back to that axe for 3 days.
You mean bumblebee's nest?
Well, the bumblebees do that, but these...
Yellow jacket? Or a honeybee, you get in, and of course they build those up in a tree, you know, all the trees.
Well, now the things that you, well, see spun up in the corners of a house, a barn, nobody's been in for some time.
You mean spider webs?
Would you call it the spider web, the kind you sometimes see spun over a bush?
Yeah, maybe.
You're trying to get up a, say, something like a black gum stump. What's the makes the trouble getting up something like that? Or any kind of a stump.
You mean snake?
No, you're trying. Why is it some stumps are harder to get up, some kinds of stumps hard to get up out of the ground than others?